Offside. Deportacija ni nova inovacija. Mineva dobre 4 mesece, odkar je Bolgarija v polnem obsegu vstopila v šengensko območje. Če smo ob vstopu Bolgarije med članice Evropske trdnjave poročali o dogajanju blizu mesta Burgas na jugovzhodu države ob meji s Turčijo, se bomo tokrat posvetili dogajanju v vasici Busmanci v predmestju prestolnice Sofija. Bolgarija je namreč od vstopa med vrste zahodne utrdbe še ojačala nezakonite taktike pri obravnavi ljudi, ki prestopajo bolgarske meje. Upravno sodišče v Sofiji je 26. marca razsodilo v primeru aktivista Abdul Rahmana Al-Khalidija, savdskega državljana, ki je že 3,5 leta zaprt v centru za pridržanje Busmanci. Sodišče je odredilo Al-Khalidijev izpust in tako pritrdila prvostopenski sodbi iz januarja leta 2024. Kljub razsodbi so policisti bolgarskega direktorata za migracijo Al-Khalidija premestili iz oddelka za prosilce za azil v centru Busmanci v oddelek, namenjen osebam, ki čakajo na deportacijo. Al-Khalidi je dejal, da sta do njega, medtem ko se je nahajal v svoji sobi v centru, pristopili 2 osebi v civilu, ki sta se predstavili kot zaposleni na direktoratu za migracije. Sprva sta z njim govorila v bolgarščini, torej jeziku, ki ga Al-Khalidi ne razume, nato sta po telefonu poklicala tolmača, ki ga je obvestil o premestitvi v del centra, kjer so tujci pridržani zaradi ukrepov izgona in deportacije. Kaj se je zgodilo, pojasnjuje Ivo Stefanov, novinar in aktivist skupine Migrant Solidarity Bulgarija.
Actually, he has a refusal for his political asylum the same week, like last week of March. But in 26th of March, it showed up the decision of the court that he must be immediately released from a detention center. It is second decision which says that. His lawyer and himself, Al-Khalidi, received this decision in 28th of March. And then instead to be released from the detention center, he was just transferred from the section of the State Agency for Refugees to the migration section. And this is very dangerous because in these migration sections are usually staying people who await deportation. So there are 2 different sections in the same detention center. And he was just transferred from one to another. And he was not released.
Uslužbenca na direktoratu za migracije sta Al-Khalidiju preprečila, da bi kontaktiral svojega odvetnika in mu začasno zasegla mobilni telefon. Pri tem sta mu prebrala nalog Državne agencije za nacionalno varnost in ga prisilila v podpis dokumenta v bolgarščini, za katerega nista priskrbela ne kopije, ne prevoda. Ko je v Busmance prispel njegov odvetnik, mu uslužbenca direktorata nista želela izročiti pisne kopije naloga. Pri izvedbi premestitve se direktorat za migracije sklicuje na nalog Državne agencije za nacionalno varnost iz začetka februarja leta 2024, s katerim je organ odredil deportacijo Al-Khalidija v Saudovo Arabijo. Odvetniku zaprtega nobeden od omenjenih 2 organov ni predložil dokumentov, ki bi to potrjevali. Kot pojasnjuje Stefanov, skušajo državni organi kljub odločitvi upravnega sodišča čim hitreje izvesti deportacijo.
In my opinion, this is again because the State Agency for National Security is doing what they want. They don't recognize obviously the law. And also because there was a decision for his deportation before last year. October last year, so probably they trying to deport him. But what we trying to say is that he cannot be deported to Saudi Arabia, so all our activity is now to actually to stop his deportation and to ask for his immediate release. Now they speak about the deportation to the third country, not to Saudi Arabia, but we cannot be sure about that. This is what the police says. migration police. But this third country should be not member of European Union. So it could be everything from Switzerland to Libya. You can imagine.
Al-Khalidi je od leta 2021 prestajal zaporno kazen na podlagi tretjega odstavka 67. člena bolgarskega zakona o azilu o beguncih. Ta dovoljuje pridržanje prosilca za azil, če ta ogroža nacionalno varnost. Prav omenjeni odstavek je podlaga, ki državni agenciji za nacionalno varnost omogoča samovoljno presojo o tem, ali oseba dejansko predstavlja grožno za Bolgarijo in bolgarske državljane. V svojem bistvu torej člen omogoča pridržanje oseb brez dodatnih pojasnil. Več o tako imenovanih luknjah v zakonodaji, ki oblastem omogočajo deportacije in pridržanje migrantov, pojasnjuje Georgi, prav tako član organizacije Migrant Solidarity Bulgaria.
They're using like loopholes in the law, so they can keep him imprisoned, and they're using the fact that they have accused him being a threat to the national security. But the thing is that they do not provide any kind of proof that he's actual threat to the national security. Like, they're just saying it and they don't provide any proof to anyone, not just to us, but also to court, to prosecutor office. Basically, as a person who is like applying for humanitarian status, they cannot deport him. And they cannot change his status to person who is going to be deported. So basically, they're trying to use any kind of loopholes in the laws to keep him imprisoned. And we're alerted that they may try to deport him. Like, Bulgarian state has history of deportations of people who are having active humanitarian status trials. And it was completely illegal deportations.
A oblasti se niso zgolj poslužile sivih con, ki jih bolgarska zakonodaja ne opredeljuje. Poskus izgona v času, ko je azilni postopek prosilca še v teku, je kršitev bolgarskega, evropskega in mednarodnega prava. Izgon Al-Khalidija ali vrnitev državo izvora, kot to rade imenujejo države trdnjave Evropa, torej Saudovo Arabijo, je sporna, saj obstaja utemeljen sum, da sta njegova varnost in življenje ob vrnitvi ogrožena. Z deportacijo Al-Khalidija v Saudovo Arabijo ali katerokoli drugo državo, ki ne velja za varno, bolgarske oblasti kršijo osnovna načela o nevračanju v skladu s konvencijo o beguncih iz leta 1951, Evropsko konvencijo o človekovih pravicah in direktivo Evropske unije o azilu. Prav tako je deportacija in s tem premeščanje v oddelek za ljudi, ki čakajo na deportacijo, nezakonito, saj je Al-Khalidijeva prošnja za azil trenutno še v teku. Leta 2024 je Državna agencija za begunce njegovo prošnjo zavrnila, k čemur je po mnenju prosilca botrovalo tudi dejstvo, da so bile oblasti prepričane, da iz Saudove Arabije beži iz ekonomskih in ne političnih razlogov. Postopek za pritožbo je sicer še vedno v teku, do zaključka postopka pa ga oblasti ne smejo deportirati. Vračanje državljanov v države izvora in zanemarjanje ogroženosti življenja sicer za bolgarske oblasti ni nova praksa. Evropsko sodišče za človekove pravice je namreč julija 2021 razsodilo, da Bolgarija s sistematičnimi deportacijami oseb v Turčijo brez kakršnekoli ocene individualnega tveganja kršitev človekovih pravic teh oseb krši Evropsko konvencijo o človekovih pravicah. Bolgarske oblasti so morale takrat Svetu Evrope predložiti tudi akcijski načrt, v katerem so navedle ukrepe za preprečitev prihodnih kršitev človekovih pravic, ki jih bo država sprejela. Evropsko sodišče za človekove pravice je dobro leto dni kasneje skupaj s Centrom za pravno pomoč Glas v Bolgariji predstavilo tudi poročilo, ki kaže na stopnjevanje izvajanja tako imenovanih kot kolektivnih vračanj beguncev oziroma tako imenovanih pushbackov. Politika vračanja se torej samo še zaostruje. Več Stefano.
Generally, the situation with migrants is, of course, very bad. The state agency for refugees very, very rarely gave grant people with political asylum or humanitarian asylum. In the past, it was easier for Syrian people to get asylum, but now also Syria is considered as something like a safe country, so also Syrians don't receive very much. And unfortunately, there is a big Turkish influence in Bulgarian state, so it is very hard for political refugees who are coming from Turkey, neither Turks or Kurds. And very, very often they've been deported to Turkey. Only very, very few people, like not more than 4 people in the last 5 years, got political asylum in Bulgaria from Turkey. And unfortunately, I think it's similar the case of Abdul Rahman, because obviously Saudi Arabia also has some influence on the Bulgarian state. Yeah, they insist probably unofficially for his deportation. Generally, state agency very, very rarely give asylum to the people. They sometimes refuse even to Russian refugees to get asylum. And of course, other people like other refugees like Afghans, people from Afghanistan, they are like in the nowhere. They are not being deported until now, but they also don't get asylum. And now, as Europe also considers Afghanistan as a safe country, their chances very little again.
Al-Khalidi tako ostaja v centru Busmanci. Ta je, kot smo omenili uvodoma, razdeljen na oddelek za prosilce za azil in oddelek namenjen osebam, ki čakajo na deportacijo. Migranti so tako v veliki večini v te centre nameščeni, preden vstopijo v azilni proces. Dejansko gre za centre, kjer ljudje čakajo na premestitev v oddelek za deportacijo, odkoder jih bolgarske oblasti tudi dejansko deportirajo. Čeprav bolgarske oblasti Busmance predstavljajo kot centre za začasno namestitev prosilcev za azil med in po obravnavanj njihovih prošenj, gre v resnici za zaporne enote, kjer so ljudje pridržani za daljše obdobja, pogosto brez ustreznega postopka ali zakonite utemeljitve za pridržanje. Osebe, ki so zaprte v Busmancih, so priča slabim higijenskim razmeram, pomankanju zdravstvene oskrbe in hrane, poleg tega so izpostavljeni nasilju paznikov oziroma zaposlenih v centru.
Well, it's typical detention center that is absolutely like a prison. The conditions are very bad. They live in cells and they have only half an hour walk in the day. Ironically, when he was in the section of the state agency for refugees, after 10 o'clock in the night, they were not possible to go to the to use the toilet even. And now in the migration section, which is generally worse than the other section, but they have access to the toilet now. So the conditions are very bad. They also provided them some food, but it's not enough, of course. So all the time when we visiting him and the other migrants, we bringing stuff.
Lanskega oktobra je uprava centra v Busmancih uvedla tudi nove predpise o obiskih in oskrbi, ki omejujejo število obiskovalcev na 8 na oddelek. Uprava je prav tako prepovedala dnevno prinašanje paketov in omejila pakete dovoljene v času obiskov. To družinskim članom in humanitarnim delavcem otežuje pomoč ljudem v centru za pridržanje. Več pojasni Georgi.
The food is really bad indeed. Like they receive twice a day food, which is very poor quality. There was like a big corruption scandal that revealed that a lot of the money that are given by the state for buying food for refugees and migrants are like stolen. So it's terrible. And also like medicines and drugs, like people who need some medicines, they don't receive them. We need to buy them ourselves very often.
Stefano pojasnjuje, da sta edina učinkovita načina za ustavljanje deportacij in podobnih procesov protest in medijsko poročanje. Zato je organizacija Migrant Solidarity Bulgarija organizirala protestna shoda pred centrom za pridržanje Busmanci in v Sofiji.
Hey, last week we had two protests, one in front of the detention center in Busmanci and yesterday we had a protest in the center. which passed from migration police to the Ministry of Interior Affairs. It finished there, and we tried to speak with the media and to cover his case, just to talk more and more. In Tuesday, when we were doing the protest in front of detention center, also it was covered by Bulgarian national television in its prime time. So it's kind of okay. So yes, this is our only hope to bring a lot of publicity before something can happen. Because in the case that Georgi mentioned, it was not a big publicity before that, and some people were deported illegally to Turkey years ago.
Bolgarske oblasti se tako požvižgajo na domačo in evropsko zakonodajo ter pod pretvezo nacionalne varnosti zanemarjajo pravnomočne sodbe lastnih sodišč. Po vstopu države med države trdnjave Evropa pa je moč trditi, da bo Bolgarija podobne prakse še zaostrovala in od svojih kolegic posvojila načine prikrivanja nehumanosti svojih dejanj. Offsite je pripravila Tija.